Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I don't think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. 722. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. And let's go to Knucklehead. What's bugging you?
Man, it's date rape by the Democratic Party from 1-2021 to 1-2025. I got one thing to say to them. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. See ya.
Good to hear from you. All right. Hangman, what's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is the other day I had car problems coming back from Orlando, and I limped into a parking lot, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and it was cold as heck. And I'm looking on my phone, and I'm finding these 24-hour service, because I don't have AAA, but I was looking for a 24-hour service guys that come out. I mean, I think it was a battery problem, I believe. But anyway, I called like four of these companies, and they're boasting 24-hour service. And I pinged my guys, and they're not responding, so they all probably went home. Oh, I don't, you know, we're not working today or something like that. And finally, I found a guy, but he had to drive all the way from the turnpike to 27 in Ocala. Cost me a fortune. And it's just these companies that boast 24-hour service. They're not providing it. There's no question. Then Road Ranger, they won't even come out unless they're on the highway. So, you know, that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, that's finding people that will come out and help you out is becoming harder, or the wait is longer, or like you had to pay. But, yeah, if you're going to advertise 24 hours.
Yeah, do that. Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is
still a need for somebody. And you're always talking about, you know, a need that would do well.
Right.
Good, dependable, timely road service.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
It really is. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? You know, California's got this new law where all the heavy trucks and equipment have to meet certain emission standards just to get into that state or face heavy fines. Now, with all the fire damage and everything happening, it's going to drive the cost of construction through the roof, or maybe nobody will deliver their supplies to California.
Wow, what a great point. That'd be like restricting who could come into Florida after a hurricane to help rebuild. You're going to need a lot of folks, a lot of supplies, and now you're going to make it much more difficult on them because you're California, and you got to have all these. Yeah, they were granted a waiver by the Biden administration to be, like, extra nasty.
I guess timing. Yep.
Yeah, not...
not too bright.
Not using their thinking caps, yeah. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. So I received my annual automobile insurance renewal a few days ago. I was hesitant to open it because I know they don't really reward perfect driving records like mine. So I open it, and the rate goes up 17.6%. And I'm not even allowed to have comprehensive because my car was, air quotes, totaled, but I repaired it. It's a 20-year-old Honda Element. It runs fine. It's just bugging me that... And so I called them and asked them, well, what related to me caused this rise in the bill? They just had generalities about overinflationary environment, so that bugs me a lot.
It's crazy. It is. Yeah, no. I feel your frustration because I'm dealing with the same thing. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Michelle Obama. I don't know if people remember, and what I'm going to tell you came from Senator Bill Nelson and Senator Marco Rubio's office. Although Marco Rubio, they were supposed to get back to me years ago, never did. Senator Nelson's girl got mad at me and started yelling at me. According to them, in 2007, we sent $678 million to Tony Towns Whitley, who was Michelle Obama's college roommate. Now, that was for the Obamacare, whatever you call it, internet thing. Of course, it failed. Well, nobody would come back and tell me who investigated. Where's our money? Blah, blah, blah. They didn't care. But that's Michelle Obama and Tony Town Whitley.
Could be the same people that were making solar panels that had trouble staying in business.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, I just saw a clip of Biden saying one of the reasons he got into politics was because of the abuse of power. Well, what does he mean by that? He saw that he could take advantage of the abuse of power, or that he was going to eradicate the abuse of power? The man is Satan. God bless America.
I think he answered his own question there, didn't he? Yeah.
It really, think about it. If you're a speechwriter for Biden right now, you literally could write anything you want.
Yeah.
And he's not going to question it. He's going to just do his best to get through it on the teleprompter. But he gave his doom and gloom speech, you know, worried about the oligarchy that's taking over. So I don't know if somebody said, and do this in your, like you're mad. Or he just added that on his own. I don't know.
He doesn't know.
It is 728. Appreciate the participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, former Sheriff Emery Ganey speaking up for Pam Bondi. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.